I am a powerful creator. I create the life I want and enjoy it. I am a powerful creator. I create the life I want and enjoy it. I have the power to create all the success and prosperity that I desire. I have the power to create all the success and prosperity that I desire. I am worthy enough to follow my dreams and to manifest my desires.
So what's up, y'all? It's Pharaoh Poe with another edition of Life of Pharaoh Poe. I switched the name of y'all. It was Politics with Poe. Yeah, I switched it to Life of Pharaoh Poe. What's up with y'all? What's going on? Yeah, hey, y'all. Those are some of my affirmations. Like I said, make sure y'all follow me on Instagram, Facebook. Do daily affirmations. Homie from Nigeria hit me up saying he listens to them every day. Shout out to June. Got a lot of fans of the affirmations. Just trying to put some positive light out there in this dark world. Yeah. So what's been going on? Yeah, like Pharaoh Poe, it's always going to be a lot of boxing. I love boxing. Boxing, big fan of boxing. Been watching since I was little. Last weekend, we had the Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder fight. It was a rematch. The first one went in a draw. Fury won most of the rounds in the first one, but then Deontay Wilder had two knockouts, so they made it a draw. Second one wasn't as close. Basically, the coach, Mark Breland, he had to throw the towel in the match. The referee stopped it. I think around 8th round. Dante Wilder was upset with him saying, why did you stop the fight? He likes to go out on the shield, but I disagree with that because we had a lot of fighters die in the ring. I think we had like 4 or 5 last year, so it was getting ugly like that. Like, I don't know what happened, but it was getting ugly, and Dante Wilder, he came out with he had a real good intro, Black History intro, nice D-Smoke here with a nice rap about Black History. Came out with a lot of images on the wall. He had this big old outfit, basically like some Road Warrior shit. If y'all remember the Road Warriors from NWA, WCW wrestling, WWE. Yeah, he came out with shit like that, and I guess he's saying that was messed up his legs. He's saying it's too heavy, but I'm just saying that means he wasn't, detailing wasn't as good as it's supposed to be, so because you're supposed to already know how much that uniform weighs and everything before you even come out there. So, yeah, he came out with all that stuff on. Then Fury didn't even walk out. He had the women carry him on the, he was like on the, I don't know what you call them things. It's like you're a king and they carry you out. I don't know what they call those, but he came out with that. But yeah, crazy fight. Like I said, I think Wilder got knocked down twice. I never seen him got knocked down before. They stopped the fight. But they already said a rematch. And from what I'm hearing, Wilder fired Mark Breland, which I don't think was right. So we're going to see what's going on. I think Wilder has to learn some more technique because Fury came with a whole new game plan. Jab, left hand, left hook, grab. He was going to have the whole fight. And he was pushing on Wilder. He gained that extra weight laying on him. So Wilder couldn't adjust and he lost. So everybody lose. Ain't no damn person didn't lose. I think just shit. Floyd, Rocky Marciano, everybody else lost. So that's part of the sport. The only thing I say sometimes when you lose, it's like once they figured out your blueprint, you're not the same boxer no more. Like once Tyson lost, he wasn't the same. Once Ray Lewis lost, he wasn't the same. So I think it's kind of like that fear and the instability. That fear, and then that people are scared of you until you lose. And once you lose, that fear goes away. Kobe Memorial. I think that was the other day. Couldn't even watch it. I didn't even want to watch it, man. I feel like crying over Kobe no more, so I didn't watch it. So I might watch it next time, talk about it, but yeah, I just didn't really want to watch it. From what I hear, Vanessa Bryant is suing the helicopter company, as she should. Neglect on the pilot's part of the helicopter. And then make sure you check me out. I don't know if I said this the last show, but I'm an SD Voyager. I had an article in there a couple weeks ago. So go to their website, scroll down. Should be able to find the SD Voyager. That coronavirus. I'm reading about that. Stocks dropping. They saying that shit's spreading. So Make sure you keep your hands clean. Make sure you go to the gym. Say you always wipe your shit down before you get on it. Anytime you come in the house, I make sure you keep your hands clean. Wash your hands. They said even kind of avoid face-to-face contact if you have to. I don't know where we're going with this virus, but it keeps spreading. So I don't know what's going on. And then make sure you check my Instagram out. Like I said, I got a shout out from Styles P, man, the ghost. He shout out Pope Politic and DJ Period, just two black brothers. We got a lot of more drops coming, so celebrity drops. So just make sure you follow me on Instagram. And if you hear me from this show, just follow me. Hey, I hear you don't like Carol Paul. I like it. I want you to do this. Hit me up. Shout out to White Claw. Drink a lot of White Claw. White Claw, this is some good shit, man. Like I said, it's only 5%, but it's only 100 calories. So it's saving me right now, because if I wasn't drinking this, I'd probably be about 400 pounds, but this calorie's kind of saving me, because it's only 100 calories per can. So shout out to White Claw. Black History Month. It's almost over. And Kanye said, I make history every day, I don't need a month. I mean, I think, like, it's funny though, I never see these posts from a lot of black people while many other time of the year, so it's like, we should need just February to post about black history for real. Just post it anytime you want to post it. And like I said, make sure you go to my site, PopeOutTicket@myShopify.com. Got a Mesa Moose for President shirt. You want to, you know, wear some type of black history. I also got the PopeOutTicket anniversary tee, because I'm black history. This Popolitic and Black Pharaoh movement, podcast movement. So make sure you check that out. And then just two black brothers. We're still doing the tournament. So let me see. I don't got my phone with me. Oh, yeah, I got my phone with me. Let me tell y'all who won in the tournament. Me and we're doing the best rappers of 2000. So I think Leo picked the top from the East Coast and the Midwest, and I picked the South and the West Coast. So we're doing that tournament. So if you go to our Spreaker, just type in two black brothers. We're on Esquire Network. You should be able to find us and listen to our shows. So we did Rick Ross versus Freddie Gibbs. Rick Ross won. We did YG versus Pusha T. YG won. Nipsey versus Fab. Nipsey won. Big Sean versus Gucci. Big Sean won. Royce da 5'9" versus Future. Future won. Meek Mill versus Kendrick Lamar. Kendrick Lamar won. Hill versus Game. The Game won. Kanye versus 2 Chainz. Kanye won. Gotti versus Lupe. Lupe won. Benny the Butcher versus Lupe. No, Benny the Butcher versus Anderson .Paak. Benny the Butcher won. J. Cole versus Tyler Creator. J. Cole won. Jeezy versus Chance the Rapper. Jeezy. So we got a few more people. We got T.I. versus Tech N9ne, Lil Wayne versus Chief Keef, 50 Cent versus Problem, Benny Siegel versus Don Kennedy. So make sure you listen to that. But then that's, like I said, 32-man elimination. So we got, it's going to be, like I said, it's going to take us a while for that series we're doing with the Best Rapper 2000. So make sure you check us out on there. Yeah. So that's it, man. That's all we got going on today. All I got going on. Just make sure you check out the other podcast, Pope Politic. And I got some tight interviews on there with Beejus, MC and Pluto, and Jane Hancock. The last couple I did are pretty good. So make sure you check those out. Shout out to X Squad. Shout out to DJ Period. Shout out to my homie Amani. Amani Experience. Go check him out too. Kevin Hates Hip Hop. That's my homie too. Check them out. We need to come back with another episode of Love and Marriage soon. So we'll be back. So just stay tuned.